Welcome to the Wags of SCI podcast, where we discuss life, love, and caregiving after spinal cord injury, hosted by Elena Pauly and Brooke Paget.
Both of our partners are quadriplegics, and after connecting online in 2017, we began the advocacy and support group Wags of SCI, which is an acronym for Wives and Girlfriends of Spinal Cord Injury.
We know firsthand the challenges that come with living this lifestyle, and our mission is to spread education, awareness, and positivity from our unique perspectives.
Join us each week as we tackle deep discussions around balancing life as a caregiver and a lover to someone with a spinal cord injury.
Thank you so much for tuning in to the Wags of SCI podcast. Here we go. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Wags of SCI podcast with your hosts, Elena Pauly and Brooke Paget. Today's topic is around accessible travel. So for the month of April, we will be doing a whole four-part series on accessible travel. We'll be sharing our personal experiences of local and international travel as Brooke is located now in a different part of the world, and I am in our area of British Columbia, Canada. So we'll be talking about that all month long. So stay tuned for that.
Yeah, really, really exciting series coming up. I know there's so many questions all the time on the private group about accessible travel. It's one of the things that people avoid because they're too anxious, but we are all for travel. We love to travel and we can't wait to talk. But first, we wanted to send a huge shout out to Robin Wishart and her team at Wishart Brain and Spine Law for sponsoring this podcast. Thank you so much, Robin, for all the support you've given to the Wags of SCI community over the past few years. If you need any help as far as benefits paperwork, someone to look over your insurance, someone to look over your partner's case, if you're not getting what you need, if you need resources in your area, if you're struggling and you need a letter or you need a recommendation to someone who can write a letter for you, Robin is your girl, is your gal. She has been working with us behind the scenes for over 4 years now, and she knows this lifestyle in and out. So you can visit brainandspinelaw.com for Robin's direct website to learn more about her and her team. Or you can go to wagsofsci.com and click on the Legal Resources tab to learn more about our partnership with Robin and how she helps this community and how she can help you. All right, so this episode, we're going to do a little bit of a recap, and then we're going to get into some discussion about the future episodes that we're going to be doing. So it's just kind of a quick catch up as to what's going on, what has happened, and what is to come. So, as we all know, the Wags of SCI 5K self-care walk run happened this past Sunday, and it was pretty awesome. Elena, you traveled to Washington to participate in the run. How was that?
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. The walk run movement. So it was good. You know what? We were a bit worried this past week that we were going to be rained out or stormed out because we were right on the Pacific coast, the Pacific Northwest. And we weren't really sure what that was going to look like, but yesterday, out of all days, it was beautiful. It was sunny. We couldn't have asked for a better day. And, I joined a team in Washington, Jamie and Amy and Juliet and, Claire Salvini. So those women they're from the area, Seattle and around the area of Seattle, Portland, Washington State, which is Bellingham as well, included in there. So they made the drive. I made the drive from Vancouver, British Columbia, and we did it together, and their partners came. Unfortunately, we had a bit of a mix up with Dan's passport, so he wasn't able to join this time around, but it was a fantastic day. Honestly, couldn't have asked for a better team to have spent the time with, go for lunch with, have a walk with. Couldn't have asked for a better group of truly genuine women. If you don't already know them, they are top-notch humans from our community: Amy Leslie, Clara Salvini, Jamie Twining, and Juliet. And I can never pronounce her last name, but they're really fantastic human beings. So connect with them if you have not already. And Claire's husband runs the Here and Now Project. And if you haven't heard of them, check them out. They do amazing things. I got to know them a bit better. And Brooke and I are always into supporting other foundations or organizations that are grassroots with a heart of gold. They haven't been corrupted yet. They haven't been taken advantage of by huge foundations or political parties or any of that kind of good stuff. So check out the Here and Now Project. They're fantastic. I cannot wait to work more with them. And I can't say enough good things about Kenny and the work he's doing. You know, they're delivering packages and baskets to people that are fresh in rehab. Like, they're the first point of contact when you really don't know what is going to happen next for you after you sustain a spinal cord injury. And Kenny briefly shared with me that the healthcare system in the United States right now is an all-time low in terms of providing real tangible resources to the individuals who just sustained a spinal cord injury, where people are getting denied for wheelchairs, left, right, and center, that wheelchairs are not seen as a medical necessity to those who just sustained a spinal cord injury. So we're going to work together. We're just going to keep plowing away. And as you know, Wags of SEI, this is Brooks and my passion project. This is what we do to help our community. So the Wags of SEI self-care run was just the perfect way to celebrate that with many women all over the world doing the run in unison, in unity, across the globe.
Yeah, that's so exciting. It was really, really cool to watch all the videos and the photos that were being sent to us and the interaction of the private group about everybody just getting involved. And it's a really, really great way for every year. You know, you can do it at the privacy of your own community. You can do it wherever you want. It's all virtual. It's really accessible to everybody. And it's something that we're going to continue doing because it's a really good opportunity for women who love this group to pay it forward and use their networks to give back to the group so that we can keep running this group and we can keep going.
I just want to mention the virtual aspect of it is it's no, you do not have like a virtual character that's doing the run for you. I think there's a bit of confusion there, but the virtual aspect of it is that we use a platform called CauseVox and that you are virtually able to create a team, to design a team, to share what is your driving force for putting one foot in front of the other to get out and get some self-care. So that is the virtual platform. So we're going to have that actually open until the end of the month into April. If you feel that you are being called to donate, there is truly no better group to donate to. And I don't say this just because we run the group, but seriously, this is the best group to donate to. So if you feel called, please do that. The link is in our bio on Instagram. So please jump over there and you can probably type into Google Wags of SEI Self-Care 5K 2024 on CauseVox. So any donation is welcome. There is no such thing as a small donation. And of course, never such thing as a too large of a donation. So please do that.
Yeah, we're all for, so like as you said earlier, supporting the underdogs and the ones that are actually doing the grassroots work, because we know how important it is to make sure that funds actually get into the hands of people who need it, not just, you know, spending your money on marketing and salaries and not ever donating to the people who actually need the funds. So we're going to try and continue with our date nights. We're going to try and get more marketing materials out to rehab centers and hospitals around North America and maybe even internationally. Who knows? So it's really going to be a really exciting year ahead. And we just wanted to thank everybody who actually made the effort to do the run. My husband and I are in Italy right now, and we actually got off a flight very, very early in the morning, an overnight flight. And we made the drive from the airport to where we're staying. And then we got our stuff on and we went out and we did the run at the same time as everybody else, just overseas. And it was super fun. And, you know, it's just a really good opportunity to bring awareness to such an important group that would not exist without your help spreading the word and talking about the group. So we're really looking forward to it next year. And as Elena said, we're going to keep the page open so you can share with your friends and family for one more week. And who knows, right?
And so this month, we're going to talk everything accessible. So I will be going to Tofino with Dan. We're going to be renting an accessible van for the first time ever. So I'm super excited about that. Getting the van, going to pack that up the night before. We're bringing our big poodle doodle with us to Tofino. So that'll be interesting. We have a portable lift we're taking with us. We're taking our bikes. Dan's taking his Baytech. We're going to be ripping and tearing it up and hopefully in the forest and on the beaches. We're just praying for really good, clean, bright, sunny weather. But other than that, we are located in the Pacific Northwest. We're heading into a rainforest. So you got to pack a lot of good, heavy duty, good quality, merino wool, waterproof gear. So that's going to be really fun.
Yeah. And it actually is really good timing because, as we stated earlier, this month is going to be all about accessible travel. And we are going to highlight over the next few episodes everything that is, you know, common questions that we get, you know, stuff like, where's the best place to have an accessible honeymoon? Where are the best places to go camping? Where are the best cities to visit in general that are accessible? Where are some great hotels that you've had good experiences with? Because there are a lot of resources online, but a lot of it isn't free. A lot of it is like you have to either pay for it or you have to like contact an agency to get these answers, and you know, you have to pay premiums. And a lot of people can't afford that. So we're trying to make a series of resource episodes for couples who want to start traveling. And we're going to share a lot of experiences from the women who have traveled and who are traveling, so that if you haven't traveled or you're looking into traveling for the first time post spinal cord injury, you'll feel confident. So we're going to be talking in the next few episodes about everything from packing lists, you know, how to not forget things that are really important in this life. You know, as I said, accessible destinations, you know, some ideas as to stress-free travel, where you can go that it's a little harder to get there, but when you get there, it's accessible. So those kind of things we'll be talking about. And we'll be talking about our own experiences with local and international travel, and also bringing in the caregiving aspect of all of this. So how it feels when your partner travels, or how it feels to travel without your partner, and how you would prepare for that. So all of these things we're going to be discussing. And if you have any insight into anything that we are doing as far as travel, or you want to say your two cents, please email us at wagsofsci@gmail.com, and we will get right back to you and feature your stories. And be sure, if you're a member of the private discussion group, that you go online and participate in our discussions about travel, because we're going to be posting a lot of them over the next few weeks and getting a lot of different opinions. So like you said earlier, Elena, this is the best foundation, or this is the best group, because we are not an official foundation. We are grassroots, and we get answers right away. We get to the root of things right away. We have all the resources, and we like to report back on what everybody is saying in the community. And it's super, super valuable. So stay tuned.
You know what's really interesting, though, now that you mention it, yesterday when I was walking, I was talking to somebody about accessible travel on airplanes. And this individual specifically works for Boeing. And she was talking about how we're really hoping to see in the near future accessible travel in airplanes, because as many of you listening today, you know firsthand how so very difficult it is to board a plane and realize that your partner, A, you're boarding a plane, you're going up on the aisle seat or whatever, and your partner has left their wheelchair. You don't know if the wheelchair is going to end up, if the wheelchair is going to end up in one piece on the other end. Biggest tip that I can give anybody is bring along a travel key, bring along a set of Allen keys, because you will for sure need to be making adjustments on the other side if your chair makes it on the plane. And then the other thing too is, how does somebody use a restroom while they are on they're on a plane, you know, it's really difficult because even if you, okay, so let's say hypothetically you have a leg bag. How does your partner empty your leg bag without like the smell affecting the person, the third person that's sharing the aisle with you? And what, it's true though, right? I mean, it's a small cabin. I don't care what anybody says, you are sharing that air with absolutely everybody that's boarded that plane, regardless of whether you're wearing your blue mask or not. And air circulates, and so does smell. And so then let's say you are actually the one that's doing an intermittent catheter yourself. How do you get the privacy to do that by yourself? Because you can't get out of your seat. You can't walk to the restroom. You can't do your business. You can't come back. So all of these things are the reality of people with disabilities using a plane. And so anyway, so I was talking to this woman walking, and she was saying, you know, they're with Boeing, they're trying to figure out a way how to make planes bigger. And then do you, they're trying to figure out a way to get people to stay in their wheelchairs, because that would avoid a lot of hassle and problems. And also a lot of lawsuits. A lot of things that we've been seeing circulating through social media for years is that the wheelchairs don't even end up at the destination on the other side, wherever you arrive. So number one is, how do you stay in your wheelchair? Is it possible for you to stay in your wheelchair when you board a plane? Secondly, how can you use the restroom? And so she had mentioned how, you know, they're coming up with these strategies where the wheelchair user just wheels behind a curtain and then they kind of pull through. So on both sides is a curtain where they can use some sort of facility, and then they just wheel right out of there. But then again, it's, if you're doing a catheter by yourself, how are you emptying your urinal? Like, you still need access to an actual toilet. So these are all of the questions that we want answers to. I mean, I don't know. How does one make this possible? We're dying to know. And that's what I said. I was like, so what is it exactly that they're going to be doing about this? What is the solution here? Because it's a big one, right?
Well, and they better hurry up too, because they've got a lot of bad press right now. And mm-hmm. I know we flew with Air Canada, and Air Canada has had some really bad press about losing wheelchairs and just not, you know, there's a lot of stuff that people tweet all the time about these experiences, and they're trying to maintain their good standing within the public, right? The airline industry mm-hmm. is still trying to recover from the disasters of COVID. And they're still trying to recover, and they, you know, they better get moving with that. I had a conversation with one of the managers, the flight managers of Air Canada, talking about how people just want to be in their wheelchairs when they travel, and why is it so difficult? And he was just kind of like, yeah, we've had some like advocates come on board with Boeing, and people that work for head office come in and advocate and talk about changes. And I'm just like, so when are these changes going to come? Because I've been hearing about this since at least 2016, where it's like these things are supposed to be happening. So we're going to talk about these controversies and some negative travel experiences as well in the coming episodes, because I think it's important to listen to the negative experiences as well as the positive experiences, so that you're not wearing rose-colored glasses when you decide to travel. Because I'm not one of those people that's going to say, oh yeah, travel, everyone should do it, it's amazing. I do believe that, but I also know it's one of the hardest things you can do after a spinal cord injury. Is it worth it? Of course it's worth it to me. But, you know, we're not going to be talking about how it's just like, yes, everyone can travel, it's great. No, no, no. You have to be prepared. And you have to know that something's going to go wrong, because it always does. So what better way than to tune in the next couple of weeks to our upcoming podcast about travel.
Yeah, perfect. So keep on sending in questions on your DMs. When somebody asks, they're like, how many hours in a day do you spend working on WAGs of SEI? It's like, well, isn't that the question of the century? A lot, because we're always reading DMs and emails. And so keep on sending those in. We'll do our very best to answer them. But I'll be going to Tofino with Dan at the end of the month, and Brooke will be in Italy for the next 3 months. So if there are specific questions that you have around travel in general, just send those in to us, wagsofsei@gmail.com. You can connect with us also on Instagram, wagsofsei, if you are a wife or a girlfriend of an individual living with spinal cord injury, please connect with the private discussion group located on Facebook and join the conversation. There's a lot of really juicy, good stuff going on there. So be sure to answer the quick questionnaire just so we can make sure that there's no breach of privacy and that you are who you say you are. We don't want Not this time. We don't want any parents or cousins or aunts or friends part of this group. So please just be aware of that. But yeah, really looking forward to this series. It's been a good time. It's been a good 2024 so far for us here at WAGS. And it looks like we're going to be branching out through our Canadian networks real quick. We're going to be doing some projects involving more of the East Coast on more research studies that are happening over the next couple years. So keep an eye out for that. If you have not already, please join the newsletter on the WAGS of SEI. wagsofsci.com. So the newsletter tab will pop up. Just submit your email and join our monthly newsletters to see how you can be involved directly in research and have a voice in your community of what it is that you would like to see as tangible evidence and resources connecting you, your well-being as a caregiver, with the work that we are doing. So I think that's pretty much it.
Thank you, everyone, for listening to our recap episode, and we can't wait for the next few weeks. Once again, we are Brooke and Elena, wagsofsci.com. Email us anytime at wagsofsci@gmail.com with your feedback, your questions, anything at all, and we'll be there to chat pretty much 24/7. So until next time, take care of yourself and others.
And love. Take care of yourself and love one another.
Cheers.